It's 5 o'clock. I'm Joe Cadott. A tornado watch remains in effect for 13 south central Kansas counties until midnight, including Sedgwick, Butler, Kingman, Cowley, Harper, and Sumner counties. While there's no severe weather in the Wichita area right now, a storm system looks like it's picking up momentum south of Medicine Lodge, moving northeast at 35 to 40 miles per hour. The National Weather Service in Dodge City issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Barber County until 5:45 p.m. At 4:51, a severe thunderstorm was located over Hartner, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. A second severe thunderstorm was located 10 miles southwest of Etna, also moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts and ping-pong ball-sized hail expected with the storm. Locations of impact include Medicine Lodge, Kiowa, Hartner, Sharon, Hazleton, Lake City, Sun City, and Etna. And for more on the weather situation, we'll go to George Lawson. He's in Mobile 24.
And we've got some sunshine.
It's 6:02. I'm Joe Cadott. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:15 p.m. for southwestern Butler and northwestern Cowley counties. At 5:57 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending 5 miles east of Douglas to 9 miles west of Atlanta to 5 miles north of Winfield, moving southeast at 35 miles per hour. 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts and torrential rainfall are the main threats with those storms. There's also a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for west-central Cowley and northeastern Sumner counties until 6:15 p.m., 60-mile-per-hour winds and torrential rainfall expected with those storms. The National Weather Service also issued a flash flood warning in effect for Sedgwick County until 8:15 tonight. Also, a flash flood watch remains in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. There were 70 to 80 mile per hour winds recorded about 4 miles south of Rose Hill about a half hour ago. 3.25 inches of rain have already fallen in the downtown area, mainly near Mount Vernon and Hillside. That information was from Twitter. There's also a flood warning in effect for central Butler County until 10:30 tonight, and a flood warning for Greenwood County and southeastern Chase also until 11 o'clock tonight. Lots of storm reports this hour. Flooding, power outages, and submersion calls are some of the more effects felt from steady, heavy rainfall in the Wichita area. For more, we'll head to KFDI's George Lawson. He's in Mobile 24.
Let's go to Joe Cadott in Mobile 21. I-135 and 61st Street North, steady cloud-to-cloud lightning illuminating a lot of storm clouds in the northern sky. I can see some of what George Lawson is seeing out in Mobile 24. No rain to speak of right here, and winds are probably mild at 5 or 10 miles per hour. And let's head back to Matthew Harding in the KFDI Weather Center.
All right, thank you very much, guys, and we will be back with you.
In the KFDI News Center, I'm Joe Cadott. A strong thunderstorm is moving near Benton, moving southeast at 25 miles an hour. A significant weather advisory is issued for northeastern Sedgwick and west-central Butler County until 8:45 tonight. Threats with the storm include dime-sized hail and 50-mile-an-hour winds. There's also a chance for brief landspout tornadoes that will likely not pack any damaging winds if they happen at all. We have breaking news that someone was pulled from the water less than 20 minutes ago near apartments at Waco and Murdoch downtown. We have unconfirmed reports that the person died and was pulled from the river. We have a reporter on scene, and as soon as we find out more information, so will you.
Let's go to the KFDI newsroom and Joe Cadott.
A severe thunderstorm warning was issued for southern Sedgwick County and northwestern Sumner County. That's in effect until 5:45. A severe thunderstorm was located near Argonia, 7 miles southwest of Conway Springs, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail are the main threats with that storm. We do have confirmed reports of 1-inch hail in the Mount Hope area as these storms move through. And now Will Day joins me in the Weather Center.
We have a new warning that's coming out for western Harvey, north central Sedgwick.